Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. But can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time's a-comin'. That's the new theme song, Now Through Christmas. Welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's November 27th, 2015. Sure hope your Thanksgiving Day was full of thanks and pleasant memory-making, as the Burns family and some friends enjoyed a deluxe Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings, including lasagna and some pasta at Buca's, one of our newest favorite restaurants, followed by some shopping, or should I say, sitting for me, as Holly walked into a number of stores as I watched over Esther in the playground at Marketplace Mall. Well, I'm giving Jason the day off, going back into our archives, almost 3 years ago to the date. I had Joey Kroll and Jason Schiffo in the studio, and all week long we featured some Christmas music and talked about it. And those special broadcasts are all archived at greatnewsradio.org. And just click on the 2012 link and scroll down to the November 19th through 23rd dates, and you'll be able to listen to all those special programs highlighting various Christmas music. As you may know, today, through the end of the year, we'll integrate Christmas selections into our playlist now through the end of the year. And this Thanksgiving weekend, especially on 89.3 FM, our broadcast will be chock full of great holiday favorites. Thanks for listening and tuning in today. And remember to keep Jesus Christ first and foremost the center of this holiday season. So I'm excited to share one of my favorite hymns and songs all week long. If you've been tuned in, you heard about As the Deer on Monday, Christ the Solid Rock on Tuesday, on Wednesday, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Thursday, yesterday was the doxology and a little of Pastor Jason Schiffo's testimony. Today we're going to talk about Who Is He in Yonder Stall, and there are so many great Christmas arrangements, songs that have been sung for centuries,
yeah.
And this is an old favorite, but I'll share a little of the story behind the story and play a version arranged by the Moody Choral during Candlelight Carols at the Moody Bible Institute. One of my favorite CDs, it's called Gloria, and the song is Who Is He in Yonder Stall? But first, let me read a little story about this hymn from the Complete Book of Hymns, Inspiring Stories About 600 Hymns and Praise Songs by William J. Peterson. I absolutely love this, and it's a great resource, and maybe someday we'll do a whole series on the hymns, maybe like a day of the week or something. But at this point, I'm just going to share Who Is He in Yonder Stall, and let me share some of the background story. The author of this song, Benjamin Handley, died at the age of 34. His career as a musician was just getting started. He had written a few secular songs that had become quite successful. He had also written a few Sunday school songs and had helped to edit a book of gospel songs. But throughout his short life, he desired above all to tell the wondrous stories of the Lord, the King of Glory. As we trace the life of Jesus on earth in this song, we see a baby in a stable, whisked off to Egypt to avoid danger. We see a man fasting in the desert and then moving on after overcoming temptation. We see him weeping at the tomb of Lazarus, then praying in Gethsemane as his friends sleep. We see him die, rise, and ascend to heaven. In the vast sweep of history, we catch only a short, though unforgettable, glimpse of Jesus. We may ask, who is he? This song answers the question in its strong refrain. Jesus is the King of Glory, Lord of all. He was born, he served and taught, and he died and rose again to heal and help save us. Now, before I read the lyrics of this song, Joey, I ask you to read from Ephesians, and then Jason, follow with Philippians, and then I'm going to read the verses just so we can really hear the song, maybe with new ears on.
Yeah, really good text in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And 21, it says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.
And therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. And that name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
And here's the lyrics of Who Is He in Yonder Stall? Who is he in yonder stall, at whose feet the shepherds fall? Who is he in deep distress, fasting in the wilderness? 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story, 'tis the Lord, the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall, crown him, Lord of all. Who is he the people bless, for his words of gentleness? Who is he to whom they bring all the sick and suffering? Who is he that stands and weeps at the grave where Lazarus sleeps? Who is he the gathering throng greet with loud triumphant song? Lo, at midnight, who is he that prays in dark Gethsemane? Who is he on yonder tree dies in grief and agony? Who is he that from the grave come to heal and hope and save? Who is he that from his throne rules through all the world alone? Who is he in yonder stall?
Thank you.
I'm having to compose myself. I'm teary-eyed here, and I don't want to start bawling in front of you guys. But that's just one of those songs that just gets into my heart. Who is he in yonder stall?
So why did you choose this song for today, Mark?
Well, for a lot of reasons. It's the message, the celebratory theme, that the good news message of Jesus, that he's conquered the grave, that he lives, that he wants to be actively involved in our lives. And so much of the message of this song, he's the King of glory. At his feet we humbly fall. Crown him King of all. I'm just looking at the verses here. We just stand in awe. There he was at Lazarus. We know the story. He wept over Lazarus' death, and yet he raised him from the dead. There he stood in Gethsemane. You know, we all can just agonize with the brutal treatment that was before him and how he had to wrestle with God and God literally turning away from him. He hung on a tree, the grief and agony, and yet he rose from the grave, and then he comes to heal and to save. And it's just got the whole gospel message in it. I love the arrangement. I love how they put it together and the pageantry of it all and just the sound and the march and the victory and the celebratory scene and just how it's a victorious song. So it's one that I can hear over and over and over again. I can't wait for Christmas time to play it and to share it with everyone. And so I'm hoping today as people tune in to our four frequencies and listen to the Christmas music and the Christmas message that it'll just resonate that there's a God that loves you, that has a plan and purpose for your life, that he cares about you, that he can identify, Jesus can identify with all of our sufferings. He's that high priest that was born in a stable. He knows about poverty. He knows about rejection. He knows about sadness. He knows about betrayal. And yet he knows that he can totally surrender himself into God's care because the character of God, that God is good and loving. And Jesus was that redemptive work that all of us can draw to, can learn from, can cling to. He rose from the dead, and he's the Savior of the world. So it's just a glorious message all in that one song.
Yeah, I want to break it down a little bit because based on something that you said that piqued my interest, and I have in front of me the lyrics, and I was looking at it. And as you said, it's the salvation message. It's the gospel story. It's what's happening throughout the life of Jesus that we see in all the verses of this song. As you said, he's in the yonder stall and he's in deep distress. He's the gathering throng. At midnight, who is he at the yonder tree? Every one of the verses, who is he at the grave? The story of Jesus, the gospel and good news message of Jesus. But I'm as interested at what happens in between each of those verses. Mm. Because each one of those, in between the verses, it says, at his feet we humbly fall, crown him Lord of all. And it makes me think of a couple different places in the Bible. Number one, in Mark chapter 6, where Jesus comes to the region of the Gerasenes and there's a demon-possessed man. And it says that when he saw Jesus, beginning in chapter 5 and verse 6, when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and he fell on his knees in front of him. Mm-hmm. If we go farther over into Luke in chapter 10, we're at the home of Martha and Mary is there. And Martha's running around doing all kinds of her holiday prep work. She's getting ready for the family to come over at Christmas and Thanksgiving and all these things happening, and it says Mary's just seated at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus says, oh, Mary, she's chosen better. You know, sandwiched between this gospel message here is the instruction for each one of us. At his feet we humbly fall. And when we humbly fall at his feet, James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, submit then to God and the enemy will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. When we submit humbly at the feet of Jesus, we crown him Lord of all. We crown him. We say, you are the Lord of my life. You are the Lord of all things. You are the Lord of everything. Sandwiched in between this gospel good news is instruction for us and what we should do.
You would hope and you would think we would, because we do know every knee will bow.
Yeah.
Now, whether we'll surrender and crown him Lord of all, that'll be a personal decision that
right.
We would pray everyone would make, not only throughout their life, but during this Christmas season. If you're somebody that, yeah, you kind of believe Jesus is this great king, this great person, but if you haven't surrendered and humbled yourself and really understood the concept, he is God of very God. He is Savior of the world. There's a difference between just having a head knowledge that he's this great teacher, this prophet, mm-hmm. this Jewish rabbi of old. He is Lord of Lord, King of Kings. He's to be feared. He's to be surrendered to. He's to be obeyed. He's to be loved and followed. And when we do that and we place that kingship over him, which he rightly deserves, then things go well.
Yeah, and I think that's why when the demon-possessed man at the region of the Gerasenes, he fell on his knees in front of Jesus, and he says, Jesus, I want to go with you. And Jesus says, actually, what I really want you to do, down in verse 19, go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he's had mercy upon you. You know, sandwiched in between, in this song, the story of Jesus, the gospel, sandwiched in between those is choruses that sing about our story. That sing about when we respond to God and we say that he is Lord of our life and we begin to tell of the mercy that he had upon us, every single one of us. And not some, not for some of us, not for a few of us, but for all of us. Mm-hmm. So I just want to thank you for the blessing, Mark, of being able to hear this song. Not one that I've heard very often, in fact, maybe never. And just the power that's contained in it. And I just once mm-hmm. again think about people who are walking along who are singing this song. Who maybe might not know Jesus, but they're singing the gospel message. The gospel is getting in their hearts. It's getting in their minds. It's getting in their souls, and they might not even know it. Jesus is at the door knocking, and they may not even know it yet. And so I would just, you know, urge everybody as you meet and come across people today, today being Black Friday, that you would be that light on Black Friday, that you would reach out and you would share the gospel, that you would do so in practical ways, but you would do so in ways to glorify God by sharing the message of Jesus. You know what? That toaster oven and that big screen TV and that iPod and whatever it is that's on that you're battling to get to, it won't bring you anything. And just stop. Stop falling at the feet of all these things. And fall at the feet of the one thing.
And those things won't last. That's what I thought you were going to say. They won't last, but your relationship with Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ will last throughout all eternity.
Yeah, eternity. Like, how long's that? We don't know, right?
Long, long time. It's a glorious time. Well, hopefully you were able to join with us throughout this week. All our programs have been archived, so if you're interested in knowing a little more about the song As the Deer or Christ the Solid Rock, or God Bless Ye Merry Gentlemen, or the Doxology, or today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Friday edition, Who Is He in Yonder Stall? These are all archived at greatnewsradio.org, so maybe you can pass them on to a friend, or maybe you were out of town traveling and you didn't get a chance to catch our programs this week. All week long, Joey Kroll and Pastor Jason Schiffo have been in the studio, and we've just shared some of our favorite hymns, and we just hope and pray that you'll continue to tune in. We start Christmas music all weekend long here on Great News Radio, so hopefully you'll enjoy some of the variety.
Hey, Mark and Jason, it was great catching up with you guys this week, and you know, hopefully next time we'll have some scones and some coffee, you know, in the morning.
Survive.
Yeah, but thank you, Mark. This was lots of fun. This was really neat. Talking about some of our favorite hymns and having a devotion, so to speak, in conversation about what they mean to us and saturated in the Word of God.
Yeah.
And Mark doesn't know about coffee, so if anybody wants to send him a pound, I think that would be a great
first,
gift.
I'd need a coffee maker. I've never had coffee in my whole life. That's just too hot for my mom.
P.O. Box 550 Fisher, Illinois.
Yeah, maybe you'll take a collection.
Iced coffee.
You know, maybe I'll have something, arranged in the refrigerator. Actually, you know, I do have some instant coffee somewhere, I think, in the freezer. So you can, like, put that in a little hot water.
Look, you know a Christian when he can tell you where the coffee's at.
Well, let me close out with another version of Who Is He in Yonder Stall. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Joey Kroll, and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Who is he in yonder stall at whose feet the shepherds fall?